This year's commemoration of the Civil War Battle of Chickamauga will take place virtually because of COVID-19. The programming will be hosted online from Friday through Sunday by Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park. Will Wilson is a ranger at the park. Will, thanks for joining us. Tell us how you and your colleagues are operating at this time at the park.
Daily operations have certainly changed in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Some areas of the park still remain closed at this time, one of those being the visitor centers, both at the Chickamauga Battlefield and at Point Park. Also closed still at this time is Point Park, along with Signal Point over on Signal Mountain. Here at the Chickamauga Battlefield, the Wilder Brigade Monument, the Wilder Tower that so many people know of here in the park, is also closed just because it's such a confined space. But we are managing to still get information to people. We have set up an information tent in front of the visitor center where park staff can answer questions from visitors, give out the park map and brochure, and kind of get visitors oriented with how to conduct the tour of the battlefield as a self-guided tour.
And then when it comes to the 157th anniversary of the Battle of Chickamauga, you are offering virtual programming over 3 days.
And that is correct, Ray. The 157th anniversary is going to, again, look much different than it has in other times that we've conducted anniversary programs. Unfortunately, there are not going to be any in-the-field programs, as it were. The programs this year will be in a virtual format, as mentioned, be shown on the park's Facebook page and on our YouTube page. Real quick, the best way to probably access those, because you know how long the URL can be for some of these sites, is best to really just go to the park's website, which is www.nps.gov/chch, and then just scroll all the way to the bottom of the main page, and right there at the bottom are all of our social media platforms where you can then click on the link and follow along. Of course, one of the unique things is unique, but and it's kind of sad that we are not in the field conducting these programs, but this year's anniversary, September 18th, 19th, and 20th, actually falls on the exact same day that the battle was fought in 1863, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's one of the neat aspects about this year's anniversary. Of course, we'll begin on Friday morning at 7 a.m. will be our first video that will go up. After that, each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, park historian Jim Ogden will be conducting about a 30-minute program at 10 o'clock and then again at 2 o'clock. After those presentations that he does, Jim Ogden will sit down for a live question and answer with visitors that can write in any question that they might have about an aspect of the battle that occurred, again, 157 years ago. At noon each of those days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we will have children's presentations, a program for children, where one of our park interpretive staff members is doing a kind of a hands-on, getting kids really involved, kind of talking about the Union soldier's life in camp, what he would have experienced, what he would have eaten, games that he would have played. And those kids programs are at noon each day. Then that ranger's telling the kids how they can then do it at home themselves. So it's really kind of a hands-on learning. Then after the 2 o'clock program with the historian Jim Ogden, we'll have two other programs each day, one at 4 o'clock and the other at 8 o'clock. That's kind of going to be the schedule for these programs, 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. each day. Of course, that's falling on those anniversary days of September 18th, 19th, and 20th.
And how much of the programming is geared toward telling the story that needs to be told every year, and how much of the programming is geared toward some of the lesser-known aspects of the battle?
Our interpretive division, the staff that are the interpretive rangers here at the park, have done a great job in doing research on individuals and on certain aspects of the battle that are not frequently told. In one regard, most of the time our efforts and our programs and such are restricted to here what confines the battlefield itself, the park boundary, if you will. But the battle The line wasn't drawn in the dirt and said, this is where we're fighting, and that's what constitutes the Chickamauga battlefield today. There was fighting all around the area of the battlefield. And so one of the unique things that we are doing is going outside of the park boundary and talking about some of those different aspects of the battle, really the first fighting that will occur outside of the battle along Peavine Creek and along at Glass's Mill on West Chickamauga Creek, just south of the town of Chickamauga. People are going to actually see the remnants of the stone foundation of Glass's Mill, where a ranger is going to be talking about the importance of that location. So there's going to be a lot of neat things that people might not have heard before. A lot of neat stories are going to be told. These stories are some of the 124,000 stories from these soldiers that would have been engaged here 157 years ago.
And then again, where can people go online for more information and to participate?
Probably going to be best to go to the park's website, again, www.nps.gov/chch. Scroll to the bottom of the main page, and that's where you'll find our social media platforms. Facebook and YouTube are going to be the main outlets for these programs. They are going to be scheduled at those times, as mentioned, when the live question and answer will be conducted about 10:45 a.m. for the first question and answer with the historian Jim Ogden. The second will be, again, at 2:45 for questions and answers with the historian each of those days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right. Will, thanks so much.
Hey, Ray, thank you.